No, I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes for a little bit. Yeah, I know it looked like I was asleep, but I wasn't, okay? Come here, come sit down. Here, let me make room for you. Just move this there, and come here, come here, come here. Yeah, sorry, I was all spread out on the couch. I've been completely, like, nested today. Yeah, I know, you can probably tell. I've been on the couch with all of these blankets and these pillows and my laptop, and I've just been sitting here and not doing anything. No, I'm not guilty, I don't know. Well, maybe I am. It's hard for me to, like, sit and do nothing sometimes. I have to force myself to, you know, take time off and just relax for a little bit, so. How are you? How was your day? Well, I'm glad you could come over. I was really looking forward to seeing you. You don't have to sit all the way over there, you know. You can sit next to me. I know the couch is huge, but I promise I don't bite. Come here. Come here, let me put my arms around you. You feel like a little stiff or something. What do you mean? No, I'm sorry, say that again. You've never cuddled before? No, 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 I don't believe you. How is that even possible? You've never cuddled? Well, okay, yeah, okay, I see. So you've cuddled, like, your mom and, I don't know, like, your dog. But you've never cuddled, like, another person? Like, an adult? You know what I mean. I know I said it weird, but I just mean, you've never cuddled, like, another girlfriend or something? You don't have to be embarrassed about it. I'm sorry. I wasn't pointing it out like that. That's really surprising. Why? Because you're so cuddly. Because I just want to put my arms around you and squeeze you so tight. Well, look, I will give you a lesson. How about that? We'll give you a lesson in cuddling, okay? Because I'm a master at cuddling. I don't mean, like, I've cuddled a bunch of people like that. I just mean I'm really good at it. Yeah, here. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is take your shoes off. Yeah, get those off, yeah. Are you comfy? Are you, like, do you need to change into some comfy clothes or something? No, you're good. Okay, great. So what you're going to do is I'm going to put my arm up and I want you to lean into me. Mm-hmm. Yep, you can put your head right there. Yep. Like, on my shoulder or my chest, whatever you want. And I'm going to put my arm around you. Yeah, is that okay? And then I'm going to grab this blanket. I'm going to pull it over us. Yep. And that's pretty much it. How does it feel? Pretty good, right? And what if I put my fingers here and I just, you know, pet, stroke, whatever, tickle. You don't want to be tickled. Just run my fingers over you. feels good, right? You're very good at it. I don't know why you haven't cuddled before. You're pretty close to a cuddling master. And there you go. If you want, you can, like, put your feet up on the couch or, like, on the table there and just really burrow in me. There you go. Just get real nestled in. It feels good. I think scientists have discovered that cuddling releases oxytocin and norepinephrine. Is that how you say it? Norepinephrine. Something like that. Basically, they're endorphins. They're like those little happy chemicals in your brain. Yeah, so anytime that we cuddle, it makes you happy. You seem less nervous now. Good. I'm glad that I was able to teach you a little bit about the sacred art of cuddling. And you smell good too. That just gave me a hit of oxytocin. You smell good, you feel good. This is nice. You like this? We can do it whenever you want, you know? Yeah, you don't have to ask. You can just come up anytime, cuddle me. And I'm going to do the same to you. I hope you know that. Now that we've broken the barrier, you know, the floodgates are open, I'm going to cuddle you all the time. So I hope you like that. And if you don't, sorry, tough luck. I'm a cuddler, so. You really don't have to be nervous around me, you know. I know that I'm, like, your first really serious girlfriend, but it's okay, you know, we can have all these firsts together. You don't have to worry that I'm, like, judging you or that I'm thinking anything bad about you. I love doing these things with you. I love being with you. You're sweet. Yeah, you're really sweet. I don't know if you know it, but you're actually a really sweet, really cuddly person. Yeah. So if you're ever having a bad day or a bad week or whatever, you could just think back to this moment. All the oxytocin and norepinephrine or whatever floating in the air, making us happy. And just remember that you are a very sweet and cuddly person. And I will always cuddle with you, no matter what. The end. Period. Okay? Look at you. Now your eyes are closed. Oh, you're just resting them? You're just resting your eyes? Kind of seems like you're getting sleepy. I wonder if I play with your hair, it would make you sleepier. You're getting very sleepy. I'm playing with your hair and it's making you sleepy. You can fall asleep here if you want. Yeah, you can, here, just put your head in my lap. And here, I'll put a pillow, let me put a pillow down first. Okay, now put your head down. There. Is that comfy? Do you need, like another blanket? No? Okay. Now, I can just play with your hair. Does that feel good? You like a little, like, head scratch or something? I could just do this all night. Just hang out on the couch with you. Cuddle. Play with your hair. Just watch movies. It's too hot to do anything anyway, right? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm getting sleepy again. I'm just gonna shut my eyes for a few minutes. Yeah, I'm just resting my eyes again. But I might go to sleep this time. You should too. Let's just rest, okay? Let me know if you need anything, okay?